Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. And we're headed towards spring. We're barreling towards spring really fast. And as always, this time of year, we have a lot of things unfolding, so we want to get right to it.
Yeah, well, here's something special. Sifu Matthew, who is a Kung Fu master and known as the Injury Whisperer, is coming to Port Townsend on March 22nd and 23rd. Now, you can find out about this in the events section at conscioustalk.net, but I encourage you to go to themartialartsofwellness.com and check out some of his videos. You know, he is an incredible healer, and it's a wonderful opportunity because he travels all over the world. He's always on the road. But we've got them coming here March 22nd. So check it out. It's going to be limited availability. So please start registering. You can call 360-385-1239 to make your reservations.
Also, I want to let you know that Joshua Pollack, and he was on our show here a couple months ago. He wrote the bestseller, The Heartfulness Way. He is an experiential meditation teacher certified in The Heartfulness Way meditation, and he is going to be holding a workshop, and that's going to be March 2nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. That is at East West Bookshop in Seattle. That is free to everyone. Joshua is lovely, such a great energy. You would get a lot out of this workshop if you decide to attend.
Hey, and we heard about a new study that was really interesting, too.
Yeah, there was just a study released recently. It's a peer-reviewed study that found that eating organic food for just 1 week can dramatically lower pesticide levels in your body up to 95%. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So we all know that maintaining a healthy microbiome is a health necessity. But did you know probiotics can do much more when you're faced with common and not so common health challenges? Well, we'll find out how from our health expert, Dr. Ross Pelton. Then we are all overcommitted when it comes to our time. And we'll talk to Ivan Meissner, the author of Who's in Your Room? And he's got some advice on how you can say no without looking like a jerk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, we're always happy to bring back our health expert to keep us up to date on what's going on and give us the real skinny on how these things we talk about actually work in our bodies. And so we're so happy to have Dr. Ross Pelton returning today. He's a pharmacist, a clinical nutritionist, a health educator, and scientific advisor for Essential Formulas. He was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by American Druggist magazine for his work in natural medicine. And he's authored a number of books, and he continues to teach education programs for healthcare professionals. And, you know, this is just one busy guy and a heavy researcher. Dr. Pelton's passionate about providing health information for everyone's personal journey to get well and to live well, and that's what it's all about for us. So today he's going to be here to discuss health circumstances and situations when it's advisable to take probiotics to reestablish your microbiome. Ross, welcome back.
Hello, Rob and Brenda. It's always nice to be with you and your Conscious Talk listeners.
Well, it's great to have you, Ross. And we're going to talk about health, you know, health situations and circumstances besides everyday health and wellness where we would be wise to take a probiotic. So what are some of those circumstances?
Well, one of the situations I've been talking about frequently over the last year is the colonoscopy. You know, millions of people get colonoscopies every year. Mm. And we certainly advise it. It's a really important test that people do to early warning signs for problems in the GI tract. But when you do the preparation for a colonoscopy, it flushes out your bowels, and that also flushes out your microbiome. Mm. So a lot of people don't realize that the preparation for a colonoscopy really upsets their microbiome. You flush out most of your good bacteria, and those little friends, those probiotic bacteria, are so important for your overall health. It's really important for people who do a colonoscopy to realize that they need to address their microbiome and take steps to reestablish it. There's a clinical trial with 320 patients, a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial, and patients taking probiotics had a 30% decrease in the number of days of pain following their colonoscopy. So taking probiotics does improve things, and it improves them fast.
Yeah. And so the doctor won't recommend this necessarily to them. Apparently, they don't study the microbiome.
That's right. Most physicians that do colonoscopies, your gastroenterologists, really don't, they're just not up to date on the microbiome. They don't understand how important it is. And you would think of all the types of medical physicians, all the classes of medicine, that the gastroenterologist would be most concerned about the health of his or her patient's gastrointestinal tract. But they really don't spend much time educating their clients, their patients, about the diet and lifestyle factors that are important for a healthy microbiome, and especially the colonoscopy procedure.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we our sponsor is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, and we know and we've talked about this before, and we've had you on many times because you know this area so well. We know this is a high-quality probiotic. I mean, it's different than others. And that's what we're talking about here. This isn't just about, you know, slugging down some yogurt, et cetera, to try to reestablish. This is, you know, this is pretty critical because you literally have wiped out your microbiome. So, do you start, what about if you're taking them on a regular basis? I mean, is that going to help with a colonoscopy? In other words, you're taking them ahead of time?
Absolutely, and that's a good point to bring up, Rob, because let me just share another study with your listening audience here. There were a group of patients that were constipated to begin with, and they were scheduled for a colonoscopy, and when they took probiotics or a placebo 2 weeks before the colonoscopy bowel preparation procedure, the people that were taking the probiotic had a much more effective cleansing of their bowel. It was, the statistics here are about 55% versus 20%. So much better cleaning out of the bowel, which improved the doctors, the gastroenterologists' ability to do visualization in the colonic mucosa during the colonoscopy. And it reduced the preparation, bowel preparation, intestinal problems following the colonoscopy. So if people are taking Dr. O'Hara's before the colonoscopy, it's definitely going to help.
And what about long-term then for the,
That's another important consideration here. And so let me share another study. A small group of patients took the most common bowel preparation product. It's called polyethylene glycol. And before the preparation, the researchers took fecal samples 1 week before the colonoscopy and then 1 month after the colonoscopy, and the results were the bowel cleanup process has a long-lasting negative effect on the microbiome, and it causes decreases of certain favorable strains of bacteria and increases some pathological strains. And so taking probiotics to compensate for this is a really important factor.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. For years we've talked about how antibiotics, I mean, just by their name, they are destroying our biome. So what do you want to say about that? And let's talk in particular, Dr. O'Hara's, because we want to back up what we say about this this product.
Sure. Well, antibiotics have been lifesavers for decades. But we've reached a point now where we've overused them, and the overprescribing and overuse of antibiotics, and also the use of antibiotics in farm animals that are, you know, the cattle that are raised and the pigs and the chickens also are receiving antibiotics. So now we have one of the most serious global health crises of all time. It's the rapid rise of antibiotic-resistant superbug bacterial infections. And so now bacteria are becoming resistant to all these antibiotics, and health experts are saying this could be one of the worst problems of all time. There could be hundreds of millions of people that die. So we need to reduce the use of antibiotics, and we need more bugs and less drugs. And so we need to build our immune system with probiotics so people don't get sick and start continuing to rely on antibiotics.
So dosage-wise, do you do more or just continue on with your normal dosage after you've been taking antibiotics?
After an antibiotic regime, I recommend increasing your probiotics a little bit. For Dr. O'Hara's, the recommended dose is 2 capsules daily. After antibiotics, I recommend doubling the dose, doing 2 capsules twice a day for about 2 weeks. Just to ensure that you're accelerating the rebuilding of your microbiome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we know that the antibiotic thing is a real problem, especially in meat. But it's in, I've been reading a little bit of studies that come out from consumers, .org, those, in Food and Water Watch, that talk about they're lacing antibiotics and a lot of other things that we don't even know about. So this is really, I really feel this is a problem, Ross, that we need to pay attention to, because when these superbugs present themselves, then the antibiotics do not work in our systems because we've been so almost anesthetized to them. Is that a good term to use?
That's a good way to express it, Brenda. You're right. We just rely on them so much. And parents, their kids get a little ear infection or sore throat, and right away they go to the doctor and want an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good thing. We're tremendously over-prescribing, and doctors give antibiotics often because the parents are demanding it. And so... And physicians now are getting graded, and their salaries are based on the scores that they get from their patients. And so it's encouraging doctors to use antibiotics when they should be cutting back on their use and explain to the patients why maybe an antibiotic's not appropriate for a sore throat or an ear infection.
Well, we're here with Ross Pelton, and today we're talking about the need for a really effective probiotic, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Breathe deep. Smile and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio. So are you ready to take charge of your healing? Sifu Matthew, Kung Fu master and healer sought out by elite athletes for his healing ability, is coming to Port Townsend March 22nd and 23rd at the Madrona Mind Body Center at beautiful Fort Worden. Sifu Matthew will show you how your body can dramatically change and heal for real with his science-based energy healing approach. You will learn his grounded teachings to heal yourself of chronic conditions such as cancer and other diseases and injuries. He will walk you through positions, directions, and internal actions that create dramatic shifts in your electromagnetic field. Visit the events section at conscioustalk.net for details, or call 360-385-1239 to register. That's 360-385-1239. Ignite your force and enter the healing zone with Sifu Matthew. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we are sticking with our roots today, and we're talking about natural health. And in particular, we're talking about how a premium probiotic can really make a difference in some not so common, or unfortunately too common, health problems. And we've been talking with Dr. Ross Pelton. He really is an expert in this area and has done a lot of research. And so we've been relating it to Dr. O'Hara's, who you know is a sponsor. And we always like experts that will come on the show and can talk specifically about the products that we advertise, because we take Dr. O'Hara's and we are firm believers, but you don't have to believe just us. We got an expert. So, Ross, I wanted to talk about chemo and radiation, you know, a lot of people with cancer, et cetera. And I get intuitive. I mean, you know, it's simple. Chemo makes a total sense. Yeah, it's going to destroy everything. So what about probiotics and chemo and radiation?
Well, it's really important to understand that some of the collateral damage with chemotherapy and radiation is that it kills your good bacteria. It kills your microbiome. And another thing that chemo does especially is it's designed to kill rapidly dividing cells, like the tumor. But the cells that line your gastrointestinal tract have the highest rate of turnover of any cells in the body. So chemo is also killing off the cells that line your gastrointestinal tract. And you get massive inflammation, and then those cells are highly inflamed, and so it's painful. And when you eat, the digestive juices and your stomach acids come in direct contact with those inflamed cells, and it's painful. So people eat less, and there's nausea and vomiting. And so people end up becoming nutritionally deficient. They don't eat. And the term for this is called cachexia. 80% of cancer patients actually develop cachexia, and it's one of the most common causes of death from cancer, this wasting away of not getting enough energy, and you start to auto-digest your own protein, and that's why people get very thin and gaunt. And so about 40% of cancer patients actually die from this malnutrition. If cachexia is really malnutrition. It's not the cancer that kills them. And so you want to rebuild the gastrointestinal tract. And Dr. Ohira's probiotic with over 400 postbiotic metabolites is the fastest way to start to heal those gastrointestinal cells and rebuild the microbiome.
And what about radiation? Does it also destroy our microbiome?
Yes, but it depends a little bit, Brenda, on where the radiation is directed. So if somebody has brain cancer and the radiation is focused on the brain, it's not going to kill the microbiome in the gut. But colorectal cancer and prostate cancer are some of the most common cancers, and then the radiation is focused in the gastrointestinal area, and that will harm the microbiome, especially colorectal cancer.
So do you recommend that people take Dr. Ohira's while they're doing chemo or just after?
I recommend it during, even though it's going to continually be harmed by the chemotherapy and radiation. You want to be as proactive as possible to try to lessen the microbiome damage and accelerate the healing of the microbiome, because it's critical for healing following cancer and radiation. You have to rebuild the gut or you will not be able to absorb your nutrients and you develop this cachexia, which is malnutrition from cancer therapy. And
40%
of patients die not from the cancer but from the malnutrition.
So maintain during and then really hit it afterwards. That
also
would make sense.
One thing I recommend following chemotherapy is glutamine along with Dr. Ohira's probiotic. There's glutamine, about 4 grams, four times a day, really accelerates the regrowth of healthy cells in the GI tract, along with Dr. Ohira's.
So let's get into food poisoning, and we've told this story several times on our show when Rob and I were at Expo West down in Irvine, California, and we ate at a salad bar, and Rob got food poisoning. And we've been together all these years, and I've never seen, to this day, I still haven't seen Rob that sick. Mm-hmm. We honestly thought we were going to have to take him to the hospital emergency when we were there. And we were able to get our hands on, we had some with us, but we needed to get more. And Dr. Ohira's Essential Formulas was at the show. They were displaying boxes of Dr. Ohira's, and I believe it was someone from the booth that suggested that Rob eat several of those, and that would take care of it. And sure enough, he ate about a dozen Dr. Ohira's, swallowed them down, and within a half an hour, he was other than weak from the diarrhea and the nausea, everything coming up. He felt fine.
Yeah, I actually chewed them, so I broke open the capsules.
Yeah, that's a really good point. But if you've got food poisoning, you want to bite those capsules and squeeze the contents out so they get directly into your stomach, because Dr. Ohira's is a patented design capsule which stays hard under normal conditions in the acidic environment in the stomach, and then it preferentially releases the contents in the small intestine. But if you got food poisoning, you want those Dr. Ohira's probiotics and the postbiotic metabolites have direct access to the stomach, because they immediately start to kill off the pathogens. And that's what the postbiotic metabolites do. And so you get really rapid results. Take 10, 15, 20 capsules right away, and maybe another 20, 30 minutes later, and it's really remarkable how quickly it stops food poisoning. And actually, that's how Dr. Ohira got started on this whole process. He was originally a landscape architect, and he got violently sick one time, and a shaman gave him some pasty stuff which cured him immediately, and that was the beginning of Dr. Ohira's probiotics, when somebody had given him a fermented food product that was created with Malaysian fruits and vegetables, and that's where he got on the idea of creating a fermented food probiotic.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and there's something else that we've learned over the last few years about Dr. O'Hara's is that there's actually a postbiotic effect. These bugs, you know, actually, they do a lot of things that we never imagined.
You're right. They're amazing little chemical factories. And what we're learning is it's not the probiotics so much that are important, it's the compounds that they produce. And the compounds that the probiotic bacteria produce when they digest the fibers in your food, we refer to them as postbiotic metabolites. And these products are what I call the new frontier in microbiome science. And we're learning that these postbiotic metabolites are the master health-regulating compounds for the entire body. They affect every single organ system, especially the immune system and your brain. So that's why the bacteria are important, because of the products that they produce. But people have to understand, you have to feed your probiotic bacteria well. If you're not eating a wide range of fibers in your diet, then you're not supporting the growth of a wide range of bacteria, and you don't get bacterial diversity in your microbiome, and that's critical for long-term health.
Yeah, and this is not true of all probiotics, you know, the freeze-dried varieties, et cetera, like that. They don't, as far as what I've seen, they don't produce the postbiotic metabolites, and including things like vitamins, which
That's right. Who knew,
you know?
Yes. Also, Ross.
This is what differentiates Dr. O'Hara's from every other probiotic in the marketplace, and Dr. O'Hara's also contains a proprietary strain of bacteria called TH10, which Dr. O'Hara discovered in the Malaysian fermented fruit food tempeh, which is a very strong substance that attacks pathological bacteria in the GI tract. This is one extra thing that makes Dr. O'Hara so unique.
And also, Ross, I wanted to just mention that, you know, the standard American diet today is terrible. We know that, and so we should all be taking these, you know, really good probiotics from Dr. O'Hara's, but also not just in general and not just for specific cases, but can you give them to children and can you take them when you're on medications?
Ah, good point. Yes, you can give them to children, and in fact, if parents are forced to have a baby by a C-section delivery, I recommend that the parents start on day one. Bite a Dr. O'Hara's capsule, squeeze the content out on your finger, and then swish your finger around in the inside of the infant's mouth so that that infant starts to get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to build the healthy microbiome right from the beginning, because they haven't gotten exposure to the mother's bacteria from a vaginal delivery. That's a very important point. And it's another important point I emphasize, doesn't require refrigeration, and can be taken on an empty stomach or a full stomach. It's not an issue. It can be with or without food.
Well, you know, we're running out of time here, so we just want to remind everybody, Dr. O'Hara's is widely available. It's certainly online and at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and, you know, pretty much all your natural health retailers of note. Let them know if you don't see it.
Absolutely. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to essentialformulas.com. And as always, Ross, thank you so much for all the great information that you're supplying us. Really appreciate it. And folks, we'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey folks, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. I want to draw your attention to our website, conscioustalk.net, specifically the events section. We have a great event coming up in March here in Port Townsend with a Kung Fu master and healer, and he is an exceptional healer, Sifu Matthew. So for all of you out there that are needing some healing done and maybe learning about how you can build your force field for healing as well, you might want to think about attending this two-day event here in Port Townsend. And Port Townsend is a destination point as well.
Yeah, nice place to be.
So come and enjoy and get some healing done and learn how you can help yourself as well. And it's all up in our events section at conscioustalk.net. Healthexpert.net. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're now being joined by Ivan Meisner. And he's the founder of BNI.com. It's the world's largest networking organization. So Dr. Ivan is the co-author of the new book, Who's in Your Room? The Secret to Creating Your Best Life. And we wanted to talk to him about an interesting subject today. How can you say no without looking like a jerk? So, Ivan, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be on. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, one
of
the reasons...
We have a lot of chapters in that area, too, so it's exciting to be able to talk.
Oh, that's great. Well, one of the reasons, main reasons, this caught my eye was women in particular, Dr. Meisner, have a hard time saying no. But there are men that have a hard time saying no, too. So it's interesting in the book you co-authored, Who's in Your Room, The Secret to Creating Your Best Life, you talk about, you're the person being the room. Would you explain that?
Yeah, it's a unique concept. Imagine you live your life in one room, and that one room has one door, and that one door is an enter-only door, so that when people come into your room or into your life, they're there forever. You can never get them out. Now, luckily, it's a metaphor, but if it were true, would you be more selective about the people that you let into your life?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that I've talked to said, oh, yeah, I'd be way more selective. Well, I would argue it's more than a metaphor, really, because I'd love the two of you to think of someone. And if you're out there in the listening audience, think of someone who you have out of your life, because I've had people say to me, yeah, I can get them out of my life. Okay. So you got them out of your life. I want the two of you to think of someone that you got out of your life who you are so glad they're out of your life. They were toxic. They were angry. They were difficult. Whatever the reasons are, you don't have to name them on radio. But do you have them in your mind?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. They're still in your head. They're still in your room. Because you will make decisions for the rest of your life in situations that involve anything similar to that situation you were in with that person. You'll make decisions for the rest of your life based on the experience that you had with that individual. One of the people we interviewed, Dr. Daniel Amen, does the PBS specials, the neuroscientist, he said the relationships that you have with people, their fingerprints are all over your brain. So we argue in the book that that they are in your life, they are in your head for your entire life. Because the room is basically your head. It's the people that you allow into your brain, into your life, into your experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think people can relate to, you know, we talk about our long habited patterns and things and emotional blocks and how they hang out there forever and then anything similar to it. That's what those brain fingerprints you're talking about is similar to. And, you know, oh, boy, just bringing up the thought of who bugged me the most in my life. Now I've got that stuck in the front of my consciousness again.
But isn't there a good
doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 But isn't there a flip side to this too, Dr. Meisner, where we can learn some very valuable lessons from those, you know, toxic people that we still have, you know, imprints in our brain from?
We can. And please call me Ivan. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we learn, we gain experiences, we learn from the experiences we have, no doubt. But I don't know, you know, wouldn't it be nice to not have had some of them?
Yeah.
well, some of the worst ones, I can honestly say yes to.
Yeah, and that's what brings us around to, like, how can you say no without looking like a jerk? Because you may, you know, sort of protect your room, but people are always coming and asking you for things. And so when we come back after our break, we're going to get into that, how you can say no without looking like a jerk. And I guess the secondary part about that is, and keep them out of your room if they happen to be a jerk. So you're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back with Ivan Meisner after these messages.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You're supported to have a higher sense of well-being, enhance sleep, meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Now you can experience for yourself FLFE in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to facebook.com/conscioustalk and scroll to the FLFE article. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. We've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feeling, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at facebook.com/conscioustalk.
Conscious Talk, food for the soul, is our mission for nutrition.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Well, there you go, Benny. You know, thematic as always, because, you know, we wanted to talk with Dr. Ivan Meisner about how you can say no without looking like a jerk, whether you're a cool jerk or not. So Ivan, this is one of those situations where we all fall into this. Somebody asks us to do something, and we don't want to let them down, so we volunteer.
Right. Well, or we get volunteered.
Yeah.
I get that. You know, I'm the kind of person that I'd like to say yes as much as possible. I think saying yes is a good thing. But there are times where it's just not a good fit. And so over the years, I've learned how to say no and not look like a total jerk or worse. Because, you don't want to... I certainly don't want to burn bridges with people. I don't want to, ruin relationships that I have. I don't want to even create challenges in relationships where, maybe they're not a close friend, but they're an associate. So how do you say no? So in the book, we came up with about a handful of suggestions to say no to people and with integrity. My first is the favorite for me, the one I use the most often, and that is, if I said yes to that, I'm afraid I'd let you down. That's the first technique. If I said yes to that, I'm afraid I'd let you down. It's a really effective way to tell someone no if, in fact, you believe you'd let them down. And you might let them down because you don't have the bandwidth. It's not your area of expertise. It's not your mission. That's an important one. You know, we all have a personal mission or vision. Maybe we're not clear about it, but we based on our behavior, it's things that we enjoy doing or want to do. Some of us have a very clear-cut mission in life, and so you got to stay true to that mission. Whatever the reasons are, say, if I said yes, I'm afraid I'd let you down. And people don't know how to respond to that. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
Like, wow, okay, all right, fair enough. I don't want you to let me down.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great technique. Want to hear a couple more?
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's a second one that I like to use in connection with the first one whenever possible. And that is refer them to someone more qualified. Well, I'm in a referral organization, so I love to use this technique. So if I said yes, I'm afraid I'd let you down, but you know what? I know somebody that could help you with that. It's their mission. They love doing it. I think they have the bandwidth. They're a friend. Would you like me to make an introduction to you and to them? And I'm telling you, those two techniques in conjunction resolve the overwhelming majority of the times I have to say no to someone. And they walk away feeling, they feel like I didn't just say no, but I helped them. I helped them find someone more.
They feel you value them and their need at the time because you are, you know, offering to help them in a different way.
Yeah, actually, I think a lot of people are familiar with that. There's a great ad pitch for companies that that network contractors, et cetera. And in the ad, the guy says, hey, do you know anybody that knows how to do this? And the guy starts to say, he volunteers. He said, yes, I think. And then they jump all over him for the references and all of the, you know, stuff. So, yeah, that's a great approach. Makes perfect sense.
To do these and others that I hope we can talk about, you really have to know the difference between what's an opportunity and a distraction. It might be an opportunity for them, but, you know, if you have a close friend and you see that this is something important to them and it may be an opportunity to help them, that's a reason to say yes. But you have to understand what the difference for you in an opportunity versus a distraction is. And that means you got to get really clear about your value, which is an important part of the book. And what I found with people is they start talking about values, and their eyes glow. So they just glaze over. You know, give me your top seven values. Honestly, give me six more. You know, it's like, I don't know. So in order to know the difference between the opportunity and distraction, you have to get good with your values. You have a technique in the book that helps people start thinking about their values on the flip side. Because if I said to most people, what are your deal breakers? What are the things that you just absolutely despise in what you see in the behavior of other people around you? Well, they have no problem with the deal breakers. They'll come up with one deal breaker after another. For me, it was drama. People dripping in drama all the time. That was the deal breaker. And when I started working on this book, I realized I have a fair number of people like that in my room, and it was all my fault. Mm-hmm. I let them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was totally my fault. And that's where you have to understand what your values are and what your deal breakers are. Here's a really good one. My wife and I, this is a deal breaker for us. We only go out with other couples who treat each other lovingly and respectfully. They are loving and respectful to each other. Look, I've been married 30 years. I maybe haven't always been as loving as I could be. But you see it when you go out with another couple for any length of time, whether there's a connection and whether they're in love and whether they're respectful of each other. And we realized, again, when I started working on this book, that we had people, couples in our relationship, that were not loving and respectful. Mm-hmm. We let them in our room. And so that would, even though it was a great business connection, it was not a good life connection.
Right.
Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that's important, what you just said,
yes.
You know, because people keep separating out business from life, and I think that's a big mistake.
Yeah,
you know, business is part of your life.
Yes, of course. Go ahead. One more, and then I want to ask you about people who refuse to take no for an answer.
Okay, so I'll give you the fun one. Whatever you do, don't Seinfeld it.
Seinfeld. So Seinfeld, what's that?
What's that mean?
Of the really funny things in the old TV series Seinfeld was how the characters would go off on some crazy, complicated subterfuge or ruse and end up getting in more trouble than if they had just been candid to start with. You know, I'm sorry, I'd really like to help you with that party, but, I was driving the other day and my car broke down and I had this. I had to fix the tire, and then I had to take it into the shop. And then I got a call that my cat needs a whiskerectomy, and all of these things. Like, just say no, you can't do it, or whatever. But don't Seinfeld it. Don't come up with all kinds of lame excuses. Candid and direct.
Yes. So okay, let's get to the one where, what if someone does not take no for an answer?
Yeah. So you have to draw a line in the sand in your mind about behaviors. And so let me start with a simple one, And then let's get to a complicated one. Simple example, complicated example. Here's a simple example. I had a health issue. Off air, we were talking about health. And, I had a health issue about 6 years ago. And so I just stopped eating processed sugar, period. And it's really funny how people just absolutely want me to have a bite of whatever it is. A cake or pie or whatever. You go, no, you got to try just one bite. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I have learned to just, you know, no can be a one-word sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I usually add two more words to it. No, thank you.
Right.
That's it. And they'll say, oh, just one bite. Great. You take that bite. It's all yours. Now you get to have double. And she has to be firm on it. Here's a complicated one. In the book, one of my co-authors, Rick, talks about experience over years with his mother. People and situations may be in your room, but their baggage does not have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was very toxic, and had a lot of emotional issues. And he wanted to be a good son. He spoke to her. He called her every Sunday for an hour. And he always hung up upset because she would go off on some rants about people and be angry. And he just really didn't like that. And he finally decided that what he was going to do was he was going to draw that line in the sand. And the baggage had to stay on. So he said to her, Mom, I love you. And I want to keep calling you. And when you go down this road of being toxic and start gossiping about people and talking about these other people, I'm going to say, I love you, Mom. It was good talking to you. I'll talk to you next week at the same time. Bye. And I'm going to hang up. He said it took 3 weeks before she stopped doing that. And he said they spent the rest of their life, rest of her life, talking every week. It was pleasant. It was a reconnection. And it was, he felt a closure of a very difficult relationship, but a positive closure. Because he drew a line in the sand, and he said, this is it. That, you know, I want you in my life, but the baggage has to stay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
makes
great.
Makes great sense. Makes total sense. Well, folks, the book is Who's in Your Room? The Secret to Creating Your Best Life. It's very interesting, and you can learn more about Dr. Meisner by going to Ivan Meisner, MISNER.com. That's Ivan, I-V-A-N, Meisner.com.
And check out BNI.com. Remember, it is the world's largest networking organization, so he's doing something right.
Yes, and we want to thank you, Ivan, so much for joining us here today and giving us all those great tips. Really appreciate it. And folks, as always, we really appreciate you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.